Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Bifon-LeRoy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, and westerly Rhode Island, this is episode 174 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejandro de los podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Dr. Eugene Melnickson up in westerly. Eugene.
Yes, sir.
How are you tonight?
I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah, I'm doing just swell.
Just swell. I'm glad to hear
just
that.
Just swell, yeah. 4th of July is upon us. Long weekend. Is that busy down your neck of the woods, 4th of July? Anything going on?
No, I'm slow. I'll be working.
Yeah? You think I'll be busy at the course?
I don't think so.
No.
No.
Because it's slow anyway, and then for the holiday, I imagine people probably have plans.
Yeah. No, it'll be slow.
That's alright. You'd not be selling too many range balls.
No, I work at the private club on Tuesday.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Where those kind of shenanigans don't fly over there, huh?
No, probably not. Maybe sell cart fees in lieu of cart fees or something like that. But
it's like the Wild West at the public course, and the private course you're all buttoned up and prim and proper.
Yeah, the only good thing with that is you get free food.
Oh, so, yeah, at the private club?
Yeah, it's nice. As soon as I go in, the guy's like, all right, he goes, all right, punch in and go in the kitchen and eat. I'm like, I like this guy. You punch in and you go eat. That's perfect, isn't it?
Is it good stuff?
I usually get the soup. Yeah, they have real good soup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing like a hot bowl of soup on you are a lizard.
I'm crazy, aren't I? Yeah, I had minestrone the other day.
Eating some beef minestrone, a hot cup of coffee
it was 93 degrees. It was beautiful. I am a lizard.
You're a goof is what you are.
Yeah, I am. You know what's beautiful, though? I was looking at some pictures from 4th of July a few years ago. It was actually the last 4th of July we spent in Minnesota, and we're in my next-door neighbor Jeffrey Spindler's driveway drinking beers with his girlfriend, and we all had sweatshirts on.
That's not good.
4th of July, Jürgen. 4th of July. That may have been what got the wheels going.
You think so?
Yeah.
It was like, what, like 48 on 4th of July or something?
Yeah, it was all right during the day, but then at like 1 o'clock in the morning when the picture was taken, it was probably like in the low 50s, had to go in and get the sweatshirt.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough one.
Miserable. Actually, no, that was 2014, so it was the last 4th of July we were there, but it was after the Aruda family vacation.
So the Aruda family vacation planted the seeds, and then that miserable day kind of got ball rolling a little more.
Yeah, that whole vacation is what got it all started.
Yeah.
That got it started.
Didn't take long.
Didn't. It was quick. I tell people. I said it happened so fast, and then you get to poop and get off the pot. It's like, okay, we can either stay safe and be here for the rest of our lives or go for it.
Yeah, and I mean, you were fortunate that Susie works in a job where she could get transferred. Some people don't have that, you know.
Yeah.
A company that has places all over the country, that's helpful in doing that. Makes it a little less of a risk when you know you have a job where you land there.
And when she was looking at that company, we always had the goal of moving in mind. So mm-hmm. She wanted to get to a bigger company that had offices all over the place, because we didn't know if we wanted to go west to the Carolinas, but we knew we weren't going to live in Minnesota the rest of our life. Mr. Eugene Klintsmanoff. So what's going on, doctor?
Not a whole lot. We're doing a rare Friday recording, although it's becoming more of
we did it last
common
week
occurrence. Yeah. Got the Friday recording going. I'm home alone for the night, so I have the studio to myself. Then so I had to come back to the studio to record, and then I'm going up to New Hampshire for the long weekend, but I didn't want to leave you high and dry again this week.
That's okay. I've got a lot of episodes that are ready to go up.
Don't worry about it.
You got to take another vacation, Klinsman, not a problem. You still have that use it or lose it.
Oh, okay. I gotta still... Yeah, the union is helping me
out. They won't let you. You know, a lot of places will let you make extra money or just work through it, but our union is so strong, they're like, no. I mean, they'll lock up the studio if they have to.
They showed me the lock. He was, like, texting me pictures of the padlock he was gonna put on the studio.
Yeah, he doesn't mess around. Podcasting Union of America.
Local 164.
PUA. Local 164. Yeah. So what's on the menu? Let's talk briefly about that. I hope you're not just doing dirties and soggies.
In New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Well, you'll be happy to know that it's supposed to be like rainy and thunderstorms all weekend. So
cold. I hope it's chilly too.
No, it's going to be like high 80s.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I don't want it to be high 80s and lousy. I want, if it's going to be lousy, I want it to be cold, too.
Well, fair enough. Yeah, I guess...
What does that have to do with, like, what ribeyes and what I was hoping you were going to say you were throwing on the fire?
Well, not a lot of grilling if there's, like, lightning in the area. It's not the most...
Well, you don't have to have other... You can be the only one. You don't have to put other lives in jeopardy.
No, so I'm going to have to put my own life at risk so I can have a New York strip that I overcook, most likely.
Gorgeous, gorgeous porterhouse.
It's a full house at this condo. It's a three-bedroom condo. It's about probably like 1,300 square feet, and there are going to be, let's see, 5 + 4, 9, 10 people.
Oh, good Lord, I'm already having chest palpitations.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of weasels, too?
Just my two weasels.
Just your two weasels?
Yeah, everyone else is fully grown.
Fully grown. Who's going to be up there? Just the extended family?
Yeah.
Do you have any friends or anything, or just family? Just blood?
No, just the family. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all goes. I think I might be sleeping on, like, the hammock on the porch. I don't know if that's my room assignment or not.
That's actually not bad. Just got to be careful of bears and stuff like that.
Yeah, the bears and mosquitoes, but other than that, I should be fine. You have any big plans? You said just working, nothing going on down near neck of the woods?
No.
Any good, like, fireworks shows or anything?
Not that I know of, no. I don't know.
Big departure from last year. Last year, 4th of July, you were hanging out at the Polynesian.
Yes, that is correct, sir.
And now this year, you're just going to be a...
A bozo, yes.
A bozo working, cleaning clubs.
Yep.
Hey, that happens. Got to make a living, too, right?
Yeah, 4th of July, I think, fell on a weekend, or I don't know how I had a day off.
It was on... You went, like, the couple days before, because last year, the 4th would have been on the Monday.
Yeah, and I think
so
we saw
it was
the
like
third,
a 3-day weekend.
Yeah, that's right. And on Sunday we saw like the 3rd of July fireworks. That was when Mederi got booted.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let her in.
Sorry folks, park's closed.
That was a nice weekend.
Yeah, you liked that.
That was a nice weekend. I'm a deluxe snob, as you know.
Yeah, very much so. But you know what? That trip staying at Pop got the ball moving, so you'll always have a place in your heart for Pop Century.
Oh, of course, of course. Sitting in that pool, just dreaming, looking at the palm trees, saying, someday, someday.
Having a coffee in the morning and just... like, what's better than...
Goal setting, doing your Anthony Robbins goal settings at the Pop food court, drinking a cup of coffee.
You sit outside in the morning, having a cup of coffee in February, and you feel like the humidity's starting. That's a pretty good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice. Just that smell. Love that smell. Mm.
Yeah.
I'd get a Yankee Candle of humidity.
Humidity.
And I bet a lot of people, they're probably shaking their heads. Yep, in the middle of winter, New Year's Eve, you fire up the Yankee Candle humidity.
I don't know if the smell would be enough, because you need the feeling. You need, like, the oppression of
the... And that sound, you know that sound, that swampy sound?
Yeah,
exactly. As the sun's coming up. Mm-hmm. You like that, though, don't you?
I do, because that's usually the coolest part of the day, and you know it's going to be a hot one, but you kind of enjoy those brief moments in the morning.
Because it's not unbearable, it's comfortable.
It feels nice, like you know what's coming. It's a warning.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think mornings in Florida are just the best. I love the mornings.
That is nice. Yeah. I love just in the morning at the hotels at Disney World. Like where it's a little quieter.
Yes.
There's a few people mulling about with their coffee and their mugs. They're power washing the sidewalks down.
Yes.
There's not a lot of noise. You just hear a golf cart in the background once in a while.
Don't you love that sound? Like the little linen or the extended golf cart with the linen. Yeah.
Up in the back. Yeah.
Do the little wave. Sometimes Maria doesn't know about the wave, but you still give it to her.
No, you got to get the landscaping guys. Those guys know the wave.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing.
Waves. What? You're going to jump into your bear of the week?
Well, you have more to add.
No. Go ahead.
Stretcher for time here.
Go ahead.
So this week, I went to the liquor store yesterday on my way home, and I was picking up some beers for the podcast and other things, and they had a sign out saying that freshest beer in Rhode Island, this is made by Narragansett, and it's called It's About Time IPA, and it's brewed at their new brewery in Pawtucket. It's the first one out of their new brewery, so they haven't brewed beer in Rhode Island in almost 30 years. And this one, I looked at the bottom, this was bottled on June 26th, and today is the 30th. So this beer that I purchased yesterday was only 3 days old, now 4 days old in the can. And it says, the beer you hold marks a watershed moment in our long history, and it's all thanks to you. By believing in us and drinking your part, we have finally reestablished brewing in Rhode Island for the first time in over 3 decades, and it's about time. Thank you for all you've done for us, and be sure to come by and say hi, neighbor, at our new home in Pawtucket, Rhode Island.
When I was looking for a Narragansett commercial to play at a bumper, I was on YouTube, and sure as hell, News Channel 10 was all over that story.
Oh, yeah.
State of Rhode Island just created 5 new jobs coming up at News Channel 10 at 6.
5 jobs, yeah.
Mayor Amando's out there with her scissors. Ah, yes, due to my great tax, yes, we brought some jobs back. Congratulations. This is WJAR Channel 10 Providence, your Emmy Award-winning news channel.
All right, take us to break, Bill.
All right, Billy, let's go to break.
Billy.
This is episode 174 of the Paw for More podcast, and last week we talked about going up to property, and we had picked 2 destinations that we were thinking about going, with the promise of doing a review.
That is correct.
With the promise of doing a review, but we had to scratch that because we're in a time crunch.
Breaking news.
I got a message from one of my buddies who lives overseas. He said he lived on the next street over me growing up in Warwick. He said that him and his wife were going to do a little Paris trip, and he wanted to spend a couple days at Disney, Euro Disneyland. And he was looking for advice. And I said, well, why don't we just do a show about it? I mean, we know nothing about Paris Disneyland, so...
Which puts us right on par with our Walt Disney World knowledge.
From doing a show about something we don't know anything about. I said, absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely.
We are experts at that.
We are experts at doing shows about stuff that we don't know a damn thing about. And we're good at it.
We are very good.
We're good
now,
at it.
We're going to get into that, certainly. But we did promise people last week that we would at least reveal the locale of your special dinner. It wasn't the anniversary one.
Okay.
Your dinner. So I think you should at least say that, and then we'll stay tuned for the review in the coming weeks.
I think.
So it came down to Le Cellier and Narcosi.
And I think, no surprise, Bill, that we went with Narcosi.
Yeah, it was definitely a stretch to even have the show. Like, we're pretending to debate it, and this whole time, I could just hear your voice in the back of my head saying, Narcosi, Bill, we're going to Narcosi.
Mm.
Like, I don't know why we wasted our time. And I'm not saying it was the wrong decision, but it was never really a debate.
You know, Narcosi...
Le Cellier had no chance.
Narcosi's almost the equivalent of Christie Brinkley when I first watched National Lampoon's Vacation when I was 12. You just shake your head. You're just in awe. Christie Brinkley and Narcosi's. They go hand in hand. All right, well, let's just get my mind off those two things. Let's go to something that I don't like, which
is
Paris.
She still looks pretty good.
Yeah, she hasn't aged. Susie always says she's like, she still looks like she's 30 years old. But I was saying, let's go to something that I don't like, which is Paris.
Paris, France.
Yeah, France is on my list of banned countries.
Let's go. How big is this list of banned countries, by the way?
There's not many. I mean, France is like one of the few.
One of the few that's banned?
Yes.
Like, you don't have any particular feelings about like the Eastern Bloc countries like Estonia.
Yeah, I don't have any interest in going. Turkey would be very scary after watching that movie about the kid who tried to bring drugs in.
Yeah, I don't think
movie that was.
There's a lot of countries that I wouldn't want to visit because of, you know, what this, that, or the other. But as far as banning countries, I don't think any are on my banned list.
Okay. I think France is the only one.
But, like, I have no desire to visit many, many countries. Mexico might be on my banned list. It just scares, like, you hear those stories about, like,
yes, the cartels.
People at the resorts. Yeah, and the cartels, like, kidnap them and stuff. But I'm not banning it out of any certain, I'm just, like, afraid of it. I guess I'm afraid of more countries than I'm banning them.
Oh, I hear you.
But your ban comes from a place of, a different place than my reasons to not
correct.
Go.
Yes, that is correct, Jürgen. That is correct.
Which we don't have to get into.
We're not going to dive into that at this moment. That's correct.
Okay, let's move on.
All right, let's move on. As Brother Heathwood would say, my ninth grade Bishop Hendrickson algebra teacher, any questions? Let's move on. And he'd fold his lips. He'd have his hands crossed and he'd fold his hands. Let's move on.
I like how every time I bring him up, because I do it to get him, you to say that, you like, add a little more information about him each time.
I'll tell the next time we do that, I'll tell you about the time he almost killed a kid in class. He almost right, decked good. A kid. Guy's like 87 years old. All right. Anyways, let's move on.
All right. Where do you want to start with this? Because we're both coming in blind.
We're both coming in blind.
This is a trip that's never I'll occasionally go online and look at like options for Disneyland out in Anaheim. And be like, oh, I wonder how much, you know, the hotels are and things like that. And I've been, so I know a little bit about that, so I keep up on that. All the foreign parks, it's like I know nothing about them. Mm-hmm. Paris, Hong Kong, Tokyo. You know, I've at least watched YouTubes on, like, the Shanghai and the Tokyo. I've never even watched, like, YouTubes on Paris.
Neither have I, Bill. Neither have I.
It's not even in my mind. And I guess it's probably the most likely one that I would visit of the foreign ones.
I would agree.
I know my wife would, if I tried to plan a trip to Paris, I could easily convince Por Favor wife to go to Paris, and then I'd probably be able to weasel a couple days at the at Disneyland Paris if I wanted to, but I don't know. So it's the most likely one that I could visit, but I don't have any, like, knowledge of it, like you said. But that's never stopped us before. So let's talk hotels.
Yeah, so we did. He said he was going to be in Paris. He was going to be at a concert on the 10th. So I did dates of July 12th, checking out July 14th.
That's two nights by my...
Two nights by your calculation. Now, the first one is the most expensive one. It's the Disneyland Hotel, U.S. dollars, $2,700, $2,732 for two nights.
For two nights.
$2,732. That comes out to about, what, about $1,300, $1,375 or so, give or take a few bucks?
Yeah.
A night.
$1,365 a night.
Now, that's a Disneyland hotel, and if you look at it, you would say it reminds you, we're going to try to compare these to something that you're familiar with.
Sure.
And I think it looks like, kind of reminds you of the Grand Floridian.
A little bit. It's got the...
They said it's Victorian-inspired.
Oh, they're playing music on here. I don't like that. I'm trying to look at the slideshow. Yeah, Victorian-inspired, definitely that. It almost looks like the entrance to Disney World, like with the topiaries and stuff, but the top of the building looks like the Grand Floridian, the Red Peaks.
Yeah, it's got a very lobby. Grand lobby.
It's almost... The inside, if you just showed me pictures of the lobby, you could convince me it's the Grand Floridian. It's oriented a little differently, but you could probably convince most people.
Now, if you look at the room, I've never been over the pond, but it does have a European look to them.
I still see that Victorian.
You still see that Victorian? I think it looks
a little
European.
It looks older. It looks like an older style.
It's a very, very pretty place, though. I mean, marble floors and the mud rooms.
That's important.
Yep. Well, it looks like they have an indoor pool.
I guess that would make sense because their climate's not as warm as Florida, so they would need to have it indoor for year-round use. But it actually reminds me, like, some of the rooms remind me of, like, some of those old houses that you see built, like, in New England, some of those, like, early 1800s houses where they have bed and breakfast. And
Looks
like a bed and breakfast,
like,
and I don't know.
B&B.
That's not necessarily a good thing. But, they seem really nice. Would I stay there? Certainly. Would I pay $1,300 for a room? That's probably not happening.
Probably not. No. No. Not even for me, Mr. Moneybags, who goes to Narcoosie's.
So it does include tickets to the park, but I can't imagine that the tickets to Disneyland Paris are much more expensive than to Walt Disney World, like $100 a day, right?
I would say if the hotel's that much more, I got to think everything over there is a lot more expensive.
All right, so even that being said,
even if it's double, it's still expensive.
It would be $600 off the price of this, so it'd still be like $2,100 just for the hotel.
Yeah,
which is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I can't even fathom that. Like for you could stay.
Well, you're gonna say that you can stay somewhere in Orlando, but we're not. This isn't an Orlando show right now.
Oh, sorry.
That's what you're going to say. You're going to say that, well, you could stay at the Polynesian, even at $600 a night. It's going to be half of what this is going to cost.
Yeah. I don't know. It just, I knew what you the were numbers going. Don't, well, I was going to say, like, if we're comparing it to Grand Floridian, you could stay, like, concierge club level, and you'd still be half this.
Right.
Per night, which is nuts to me. Anyway, so what's the next most expensive one? Looks like,
Disney's Newport Bay Club. And this place looks phenomenal.
I heard this was recently renovated.
Yeah, and this totally reminds me of the beach and yacht club.
Okay, which makes sense because you think of Newport, you think of like Newport, Rhode Island, and Cape Cod, and the beach and yacht club are themed after kind of like a Cape Cod.
Even their outdoor pool, they got an outdoor pool, and this still, if you're looking at that pool, it still kind of has that beach club look.
It does, you're right.
All these pictures just remind me of the beach club.
Yeah, even the rooms. So, see, those rooms look much more modern.
Correct.
And result, like,
how about
the ones
that
at
lobby?
Let me get to the lobby here. Yeah, I mean, it's very, it must be molded after the Yacht and Beach Club. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Very similar.
It's too similar to be a coincidence. It's funny to me that, like, the New England style, like the resort beach towns, is such a big thing for Disney. Because they have that in the Tokyo Disney Sea Park. There's a whole area of the park, like Cape Cod, is like a section. You know, there's like Fantasyland in Magic Kingdom. Well, they have a Cape Cod section at Tokyo Disney Sea, and then like the Newport Bay Club, and then even Disney World, they have the Yacht and Beach Club and the Boardwalk. It's such a, they use it a lot. It's kind of funny to me, considering that Walt doesn't have like any history in the New England area. He grew up in St. Louis and moved out west, so it's strange to me that it's such a big theme, but they do it well, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
They make it look really nice.
Now, that's at $1,566.
Yeah, we got to figure out how much the tickets cost.
As is the next one at $1,566, and that's Disney's Hotel New York.
Okay.
Now, I know nothing about this.
No, Hotel New York.
Again, it looks like it's...
It looks a lot more like the contemporary.
Little skyscrapers. Has like a skyscraper look. It looks like they're trying to theme it as a bunch of different skyscrapers.
Yeah, it's like high rises. Yeah. They have little green areas in the middle. It's okay. It doesn't look...
This isn't doing anything for me.
No, it's not. It doesn't compare to much. Maybe a little bit. I said the contemporary in the style of the lobby and the rooms a little bit. But even that's not that...
And I'm looking at the entrance, like where you pull up to drop off your bags and stuff, and it I almost want to say it has a combination of the contemporary as well as a Swan and Dolphin.
Yeah.
Just looks like a five-star resort hotel that doesn't have much theming to it.
Hmm.
That's my take on it, Mr. Klinsman. Now we'll drop down a little bit. This is at $1,392. This is Disney's Sequoia Lodge.
Can I interrupt you for one moment?
I'm sorry, Mr. Klinsman.
We were saying that the park tickets are included in these hotels.
Mm-hmm.
For one day at the park, it's $94.
Okay, so I thought it was going to be more.
And that's with a hopper. It's $76.
Oh.
If you want to just go to one park. So basically, if they got 2 day park tickets included in this, and you got to go to both parks, it's only like $340 extra on the room. So the rooms are very expensive. So we'll move on from the New York. Neither of us were really big fans of the New York one. And you are on the, which one? Sequoia Lodge?
Sequoia Lodge. This is, you read the description, relax in this cozy mountain retreat that has the authentic feel of peaceful nights spent around a flickering fireplace. So,
easy for you to say.
In a word, this is Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah. Although the lobby is not as grand as Wilderness Lodge.
Which is
not even close.
It's going to be hard to...
which is the nicest lobby, in my opinion.
Second best, World. But no, okay. I know what you're saying.
It's my favorite anyway.
Second best.
It has a lot of the similar styles, but it looks like it's done cheesy.
It looks a little more modern and sleek to me than Wilderness Lodge. Wilderness Lodge looks like it really belongs.
Yeah. The pool looks nice. The indoor pool, there's like a waterfall and there's a lot of the stone columns and big windows. Like, that's a really nice indoor pool. And the grounds look pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't compete with Wilderness Lodge. But I guess it's technically in their... I guess that would be in their value section if you want to go that far.
I'm looking at it more as a moderate.
Okay,
because the next drop is at $1,100.44, and this is Disney's Hotel Santa Fe. Now, this is looking like we're starting to get into, like, the cheesy.
The Disney-fied stuff?
Yes.
It's got the Cars theme and the ugly cast member uniforms.
Twin beds.
Yep. It's definitely...
It looks like a value lobby. This is a value.
It looks like Art of Animation.
Mm-hmm.
It actually seemed looks really well, cool. though.
I was going to say, it looks really nice.
It's themed to the Cars movie, mm-hmm. and they do a good job following along with that theme. So I could see this one being like Weasel Central.
Yep.
But it's pretty cool. I like that one a lot. And for the price, it's still very expensive.
Yeah, it's still at $650. It's still the price of the Grand Floridian, which I just can't fathom.
But it's a step down, so it's a little more affordable compared to the other ones, and it's definitely more of a value. And now we have the Cheyenne. Would that be the next one down?
No, I have Disney's Davy Crockett Ranch at $1,118.
Right, but the Cheyenne is $1,198, so that's technically slightly more expensive. The Hotel Cheyenne.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, I wonder why Davy Crockett came up.
Born on the mountaintops of Tennessee. Sorry. Cheyenne.
What does this Cheyenne remind you of? That's actually really cool looking, isn't it?
It's like a main street, like from an old west.
It looks like Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, and the lobby actually looks more of like the Wilderness Lodge, like a more grand lobby with the big fireplace. It's kind of weird. Like, the grounds are a little weird. It's more of like the Fort Wilderness.
It's very cool.
It is pretty cool. It's like an old west.
Yeah, I've been to Cheyenne, town. Actually. You probably haven't.
No, I have not been to Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Yeah, it looks really... Billy, this is really exciting.
Billy.
Yeah, every time I say that, you get all messed up. But this is a cool-looking resort, isn't it?
It is pretty cool.
Read the description. We might have to be
doing some YouTubes on
this. Yeah, this might be a YouTube that we do later tonight.
Make your base in the heart of the Old West, where bustling saloon and restaurants create a lively frontier town atmosphere. It's just a 20-minute walk or a few minutes by free shuttle from the parks, and you can enjoy up to 2 extra magic hours in parts of Disneyland Park on certain days. So they have the Chuck Wagon Cafe for an all-you-can-eat lunch or dinner buffet in a western setting.
Mm-hmm.
Hang up your cowboy hat at the Red Garter Saloon for a refreshing drink to the tune of country and western music. Visit the exclusive cowboy accessory shop. Hotel under refurbishment from 2016. Okay, that doesn't really... It is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I where are the rooms, though? Are they just strewn about in these, like, buildings?
I think they are, because that looks like... That main picture looks like where you would drop off... That looks like the
main
lobby.
Like, it's the whole thing. Yeah right? I get a good sense of the rooms themselves, though.
Going to do a YouTube on this tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm going to have to check this out later.
Yeah, this is cool. This is very cool. And then the last one at $1,118 is Davy Crockett Ranch.
A bargain.
A bargain.
For only $600 a night.
And this looks like the cabins at Fort Wilderness.
Yep. Unearth your adventurous side with a stay in a log cabin in the heart of nature. Here you'll discover a swimming pool with slide and nature walks, all just a 15-minute drive from the parks. That's pretty far. The other was a 20-minute walk. This is a 15-minute drive, so you're not even really on property.
No.
That's pretty far away, and you could enjoy 2 magic hours early. No shuttle service. It's a self-drive destination. So it's so far, they don't even bus your fat you-know-what into the parks.
Yeah.
You're on your own, buddy. It's cool, though. I mean, they have the little cabins. It's definitely...
It is cool.
It's different. I mean, I could see those two kind of being together, the last one, the Cheyenne and this Davy Crockett kind of being all... If they made it one big resort with 2 themes, kind of like how Port Orleans is.
Mm-hmm.
But these have, like, kitchenettes in them and
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, it's not bad. That pool is fantastic, Bill.
It's a really nice pool.
That's really cool. There's, like, a bridge over the middle of the pool. There's, like, little stone outcroppings and That looks like a heck of a pool there.
That's really nice.
I just don't know how they're so expensive. And maybe it's like you said, maybe just every single room in France is that much money.
It's expensive. I mean, look at playing golf in Ireland. I mean, Europe is very expensive.
Look at that last picture. It's like a little grotto. There's a TV in there with that pool, isn't there? Am I mistaken?
Well, it looks like a TV as you're coming off that, in that hot tub.
That's pretty crazy.
Or is it a fireplace?
Maybe it's a fireplace. Could be a fireplace,
yeah. It's very nice. Very nice. Overall, Billy, I think these resorts are nice, don't you?
Well, I would hope so for what you're paying. But like you said, I don't know. Let's look. Can we quickly look at these partner hotels?
Sure.
Maybe
let's see what they are comparatively speaking. Go ahead, Bill. I'll let you take the lead on this.
The Radisson Blue. Check availability. I just picked one. Radisson, I've heard of. That's kind of a middle-of-the-line hotel chain, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so I guess it's comparable. It's cheaper than the cheapest one. The Radisson Blue.
Because
it's $1,100.
Yeah, Radisson's lucky to be like a $150 a night hotel in the United States.
And you still get the park tickets and everything like that. But it's $1,100 for two nights. So that's still $550 a night. So I guess it's just unless this is like their insanely busy season over there as well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Could be. But, yeah, I don't know.
So I guess it's comparable. So they're not terribly expensive comparatively, but no. Man.
It's a lot.
I couldn't even fathom I know traveling internationally is expensive, but I never realized that it would cost that much just to stay somewhere. B&B hotel. That sounds cheap. Let's see what that one is. We can move on. I'm just curious.
You just want to see if the Disney hotels are that outrageous or if it's comparable to other resorts outside the gates.
Oh, not available. Alright, let's move on.
My name is Mr. Klinsman. Ricky Rubio got traded.
Yes. And Rondo got cut.
Breaking news. Alright, let's get back to our Paris Disneyland talk.
So you want to talk a little food here?
Why not? Why not? You pulled my leg.
Because if you're going to travel to Disney, we're going to look at menus.
Yes.
Now, I think we could spend a long time going through
this. We could turn this into a three-parter, but we're not going
to. Counter service, buffet, sit-downs. I say we pick like a table service, a buffet, and a counter service and go through each one.
Sounds good to me.
Now, I've heard that that Bistro Chez Remy is supposed to be very good.
And here's the thing, Billy. That was the one that was on number one on my list because when in Rome, right? I mean,
that's true.
You got to eat that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go to Planet Hollywood in Paris or Rainforest Cafe, which are both on the list. So the Buffalo Bill Wild West Show, that must be a lot like Hoop Dee Doo Review. And then we got the Bistro Chez Remy.
Yeah, but the name's Waltz, Buffalo Bill. That makes it even better. Buffalo Bill's Williams. Wild West Show? Come on, that's silly.
That's true. That's all right, let's pull up that that Remy menu.
Bistro Chez Remy. Does this not look like it belongs in Epcot?
Certainly.
So it looks like, is it a prefix menu?
Yeah, because you do the Remy menu, you get a starter and a main course, and then a meal menu is a starter, main course, and dessert. And it's only €39.99, which I don't know what that equals in American, but maybe $60. Because the euro is higher than the than dollars, right?
I don't know.
Oh, that must be lunch. Because the dinner, if you look at the next one down, the linguine menu is $47.99. The menu gusto is $59.99. Or it's just a different things to choose from. Oh, because there's kids menus. Okay, so basically you could get a starter would be a salad. It's the only option. Even though it says choice of starter, but there's only one thing. Mixed leaf salad with cheese, artichoke hearts, sun-dried tomatoes, and grated beetroot. Then as far as, this is the cheaper one, as far as the main courses go, you can get a steak with fries with a choice of sauces. Or roasted cod, ratatouille, crushed potatoes with olive oil and a beurre blanc sauce. Or the tofu, white bean, and vegetable casserole. Any of those doing it for you?
No, that's a negative, sir. That's a negative.
Let's move on to the more expensive menu, because that might be more along our way to go. For the starter, you get foie gras.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that.
No?
You think you could?
I would try it.
You ate haggis, for crying out loud.
Yeah, true. A beef filet with premium ratatouille and au gratin potatoes with brie cheese. That sounds pretty good. 250 grams. I don't know how big that is. Of sea bass fillet.
That sounds absolutely lovely.
Yeah, you would like that.
I love sea bass.
The vegetarian option is a coquette of herb and sun-dried tomato ravioli with Bao de Provence olive oil and fresh sage. Sounds pretty good, anyway. Even for a vegetarian option, actually sounds pretty good. And then you can get cheese or dessert for... So the menu's not very big at that one.
No.
There's only a couple options. So that being said, I want to look at the Walt. I know we said we were going to pick one, but we got to check out Walt.
And here we go, folks.
How about one each? One each.
All right, okay. This is Mike.
Mike's it. So Waltz is like on Main Street, USA in Disneyland Paris. Look at the picture of that. That looks pretty cool. You have to.
It's very nice.
This is more along. This is a real menu here. So they have a whole page of starters: roasted vegetable salad with coriander and cauliflower, $17.99. Caesar salad, $17.99. Smoked duck breast with pineapple coleslaw and whole grain mustard, $18.99. Crab meat and fava beans, pea and coriander, farcher, I don't know what that means, $20.99. Lobster bisque with sweet corn emulsion. That sounds good.
That sounds really good, Bill.
Smoked tomato velouté, cream of goat's cheese with honey seasoned tomato cubes. And a lightly smoked salmon with citrus, marinated cucumber, espalette, pepper dots, and cream de insigne, $18.99. Then there's a seafood menu, which you can get lobster, poached in butter with leeks, braised in orange juice, and a potato cake, $64.99. Grilled prawns and scallops with pepper jack grits and a prawn and butter broth. That sounds good.
How beautiful does that sound?
$49.99. Roasted seasonal fish seared on one side with a Chardonnay risotto, carrots, and peas, $39.99. That sounds pretty good, too. And then pasta, grilled porcini sauce, and baby vegetables for the vegetarian option. Then you look at the meat section. That's where our eyes went first, didn't it?
No, mine went to the fish.
All right, as far as the meats, we have a grilled filet of Angus beef with Thelma potatoes, green beans, shallot rings, and a red wine reduction.
Lovely, lovely, loveliness. That sounds exactly what I get at Chef de France.
Yeah, $49.99.
Lovely.
And then there's a free-range label rouge chicken breast, Thanksgiving stuffing, sweet potato mash, and giblet gravy, $39.99. Sounds pretty good. And also, I just noticed that under each one, it says what these menu items are inspired by. So this is inspired by the traditional Thanksgiving dinner shared by American families. And the filet is a tribute to Thelma Howard, the Disney family cook, who, according to Walt, was a veritable Mary Poppins. Her potato salad, recreated in a warm version, was one of Walt's favorite dishes. Grilled Charlois beef cheeseburger. So it's just a cheeseburger with...
For 50 bucks. Lettuce. Better be Wagyu beef.
With lettuce, tomato, onion, farmhouse cheddar, served with thick-cut fries and Walt's favorite chili con carne. The surprise element of this dish is the accompaniment. Walt loved chili con carne, and this hand-prepared beef version makes it a particularly fine tribute. And then you can get a free-range pork chop with coriander, pesto, tomatoes, mac and cheese, and asparagus, which has no little cute story to go along with it. And then desserts. We don't really need to get into the desserts.
That's good.
And that place sounds pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
So I would... they also have a prefix, which has different some of the cheaper options on there. But that actually sounds like a good way to go if you're looking to save a few bucks, do those prefix menus that they have at these places. All right, let's pick a buffet. Which one are you looking at here? Anything in particular?
Nothing, really. I mean, you look at Cape Cod, that's going to be, like, over at the Fish. Beach Club.
Yeah.
Chuck Wagon Cafe is going to be, I think, probably what you get at...
The Cheyenne. That's the Cheyenne one, you could tell.
You're going to get that at Fort
Crockett's
Wilderness.
Tavern, yeah. How about La Cantina?
I was thinking the same thing, La Cantina.
All right, let's look at that. La Cantina. And this is an all-you-can-eat buffet. The menu is in French. That's okay. On this website.
So that's not going to help us.
So we're not going to be looking over this. And I can't even read the...
We could bring Susie in
read
here.
Read the words. Yeah? Is she going to... It's too... The writing's way too small.
Yeah.
How about a counter server? Casey's Corner. I assume that's the same. There's pizza, cowboy cookout barbecue, cable car bake shop, Cafe Hyperion, Fuente del Oro Restaurante, New York-style sandwiches, Restaurant Hakuna Matata, Victoria's Homestyle Restaurant, Toad Hall. That one's interesting. You want to check out Toad Hall?
Now, my question, we'll check that out. What's the difference between counter service menus and quick service menus?
Quick service looks like drinks and snacks, and counter service, I think, is like traditional quick service.
Okay.
Okay, so the Toad one, Toad Hall Restaurant, you can get fish and chips, $12.99, an English muffin chicken sandwich with salad or fries.
That actually looks too good, doesn't it?
It doesn't look too bad. Or you can get the double order of fish and chips for $14.99. Then you can get different things a la carte, chicken nuggets, salad, veggie burger, three cheese salad, salad et poulet. I think poulet is chicken. Salad a legumes is potatoes. And they have like little desserts, little freeze pops and stuff. So that's just a little
So the quick service looks like it's going to be similar quick service to the crap that you have at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, I don't know if I would put it that elegantly, but sure. Oh, look at this, the Hakuna Matata one. It's in Adventureland. You could get meatballs, I guess, beef, sauce, tomato, legumes, salad fraichere or riz parfum, which is rice, and a drink. I don't know. I can't read French, Bill. I can't speak French or read French, but that menu looks a little different. The counter service stuff actually looks pretty decent, as opposed to some of the sit-downs.
Yeah, it looks all right. It looks all right.
Yeah, they're not giving me anything. I finally got that menu to come up, and it's not showing me much here about what you can get.
That's very unfortunate, Jürgen.
Yeah, that's too bad. So the food's a disappointment just because we can't read the menus. And you wanted to talk about a couple of the main attractions as well, right?
Yeah, because you said that they have some distinct attractions over in Paris.
There's a couple that I've heard of. And if I've heard of them, like I said, not doing the research, I know they must be pretty good. And they have a lot of similar ones. If you look, they have an Autopia, they have Big Thunder Mountain, they have Space Mountain,
they got
they
Rock
have a
and
Small
Roller,
World.
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Rock and Roller Coaster, they have Dumbo, they have Indiana Jones. So there's a lot of similar ones. Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse. But one of the ones that I know is, that might be at the studios, I'm trying to find it. The Phantom Manor. I heard is very good. That's like their version of Haunted Mansion. I heard it's pretty good. I would definitely try that. And then there's also, yeah, it must be the other park. So that's the Disneyland park. They're very similar attractions to the ones you would see at the parks over here. And then in the Walt Disney Studios park, there are some similar ones, but there's a special effects show. Yep. They have Crush's Coaster, which I heard is supposed to be a big one. So let's see, I'll open this up here about Crush's Coaster. You ride in a turtle shell. Crush is from Finding Nemo, in case you weren't sure. You've seen Finding Nemo, though, right?
Yeah. I know who that is. You don't have to act like I'm a complete asshat.
Well, I'm not acting. I don't know much about it. I know it's a roller coaster, and it's supposed to be very well themed, and people seem to like that one. Long lines for that one.
Long lines, huh, Billy?
Yeah. And then the other one that I know is supposed to be very good is the Ratatouille ride, which is a trackless dark ride. So basically, you just drive around in the show building, and it takes you along based on like computer models. So it's not like where you're in an Omni Mover like Spaceship Earth and you're going around a track or anything. It's like it's different every time because it goes around and there's 4D stuff and you get shrunk down to the size of the rats from Ratatouille. It's supposed to be really good, and there's rumors of that ride actually coming to Epcot in the France area. So, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But those are the two big ones, and then there's other... I know they have a Tower of Terror rock and roller coaster.
Yep.
Toy Soldiers Parachute Drop. Studio Tram Tour. This, like... It seems like the MGM, only, like, a good version of it. Like, it's more to the true heart of it, what MGM was in 1989 than what we have now.
I've got a lot of researching to do.
The studio tour, they have the Art of Animation, they have the special effects show, they have Disney Studio One. So there's a lot of interesting things in there. Yeah, definitely things to look through. So I don't know, what do you think? Seems like it would be way too overpriced. I don't know how anyone can afford to travel there if you had to stay at one of those hotels.
I think it attracts more of a European crowd.
Sure. I just put it this way. If I was traveling there and I was spending that much, even though I know that's the going rate, I don't know that I would leave the hotel. If I'm spending $600, $800, $1,300 a night to stay at the hotel, I'm not going to go spend 8 hours in the theme park.
Of course you would if that was your first and only chance of going there.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. I'd rather just like sleep on the street like a bum and then just buy the tickets at the gate.
Well, you could probably do that too.
That's a good point. Save a few bucks. I don't know. I didn't know that accommodations could be so expensive over there. That this caught me totally off guard.
It did for me.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked by that. That's my biggest takeaway from this, is how expensive it is. The food's pretty, a little more expensive.
Not much, so.
But I don't know what the conversion rate is between euros and dollars, because that's all in euros.
Right.
So it could be anywhere from 50 to 100% higher than the Orlando food selections, depending on what the conversion rate is. And maybe that's part of the reason why the hotels are so expensive. If euros are high right now over dollars, then that would obviously jack up the price in U.S. dollars.
You know what? Let's take a break.
Okay.
And let's look at the conversion rates when we come back, and then you're going to read through our social media.
Sure.
Correct?
Yes.
Back from break. This is episode 174 of the 4-for-4 podcast, and we just had our finance guys run a few numbers in the background. And what'd they come up with, Mr. Klinsman?
Stay off property.
That's basically it.
Yeah, because the U.S. dollar equals 1 euro equals $1.14. So it's basically you're paying 14% more than those prices in euros. So a $50 dinner would really be like 57 US. So the prices are pretty close.
Pretty comparable. So what you're saying is that those hotel rooms, although it might be a little bit cheaper for the euros, are still ridiculously high.
Right, because I just quickly Googled hotels in Paris, and I found some for anywhere from like $57 a night up to like $334. So that's definitely a lot different than those Disneyland ones. So I don't know what the deal is, why they're so expensive compared to U.S. hotels and the other ones, apparently. But it's apparently only about a, 45-minute train ride from the heart of Paris. So maybe that's the way to do it. As much as I'd love to do the on-property thing and advise that, doesn't seem like it makes sense. Like you said, even for a deluxe snob like you, it's hard to...
Well, I can't stay at the deluxes even in Florida.
Right.
I can't afford them. I don't stay in them, but I certainly do use their swimming pools, Bill.
That's true.
and hot tub, as was the case last week.
All right. Well, should we get into...
Yeah, the question posed on our social media was, has anybody been out there, and what were your thoughts? Pretty much.
So we got some replies for this, but we didn't get a lot of advice, really. We just got some people saying that they've done it. But either way, you said, has anyone visited Paris Disneyland? Some feedback, where to stay, eat, and must-dos. Sean from the Tiki Talk podcast said he was there about 10 years ago, and our good friend Matt Holly, also the Tiki Toss, said that he was there last year. That's actually Sean's the one who said he stayed in Paris proper, and it was about a 45-minute train ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then he knew someone said the Vienna house, and then Matt didn't stay on property either. So sounds like it's more common to stay in Paris also.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else we have. Denise at Mount Steps says she's been there 5 weeks in the past year and said eat at Walt's.
Okay.
And then she's also working on a tips article, which doesn't help us right now. But that's okay. So that's pretty cool. So apparently she's in Paris often. And then Nick Durham says he hasn't been, but has been told to ride the Ratatouille ride. We mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. Good job by you, Mr. Klinsman.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Disney
You're
welcome. Semester said they're going again next week for their seventh visit. Stay at a Disney hotel. The newly refurbished Newport Bay Club is nice. Avoid the two budget hotels. They don't have AC. That's a good tip. So those last two that we love, those that Cheyenne
no
and the... That's a deal breaker for me.
Oh, see, I'd be fine.
I can't sleep without it being cool.
Yeah.
So if it was even like over 70 in the room, I'd be miserable.
Oh, yeah, you're a big wuss.
Yeah, that's true. They also said, a couple more tweets from the same person, Disney Semester, said, use the two extra magic hours at the Disneyland Park. Not everything is open. They have an old fast pass system. Ride the Crush Coaster first thing because it's the longest line. And Ratatouille ride is amazing. Long lines, but single rider is often only a 10-minute wait. Another good tip, do the single rider there. Don't miss the dragon underneath the castle. So that was a very, very good rundown of someone who's obviously been there many times. So, and then you also posed the question on Facebook, and I don't know if we got any response over there, did we?
No, we didn't get any.
Our Facebook people aren't world travelers, apparently.
No, they're not.
They're more locals like us. They stay grounded in the good old U.S.
That's correct, sir. That is correct.
So is this for Por Favor Marty Caruso?
Yes, this is for Por Favor Martin Caruso.
Very
nice. Who promised that he's going to do a trip report when he's done.
We get a lot of promises from people like this, and we've never had...
Promises.
We've never had anyone follow through on these promises, so I don't know.
You never keep all of your promises. No, you're right, Bill. You're right.
That being said, I don't have anything else to add. How about you?
No. I got nothing else, Bill. I got nothing else. We kept it to right about an hour, which is very impressive.
Yes, very good.
The key thing is, though, those menus were in French. Because this definitely would have been two or three parts. We would have said, you know
That's
what the
true.
Hell with it? We're going through every damn menu tonight.
That's very true. If we could read French, we would still be talking.
We would still be talking. We would not have come anywhere near the second break by now.
But, alas, here we are, all done, with another episode in the books.
With another episode in the books. You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Por Favor Podcast. You can email the show, info at Por Favor Podcast. You can email me personally, Mike at Por Favor Podcast. My Twitter tag is at Por Favor Mike. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Search for Por Favor Podcast. www.porfavorpodcast.com. Mr. Klinsman. You only have Gary at Por Favor Podcast.
Gary at
Por Favor
Podcast.com.
Sorry, I was reading. What's going on?
I got on Twitter. I got distracted.
Good Lord.
Now you know how it feels sometimes.
What, with the ADD? Nice,
yes.
No, I know. It's frustrating. I'm going to have to try to be more cognizant of what the hell is going on in the background. You do it once every, like, 7 months and I get irritated.
Yeah,
well, that's
exactly.
It. Thanks for listening to episode 174 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast. From Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, I'm Mike in sunny Southwest Florida. We'll talk to you next week. You made me promises. Thank you.
Bye.